Do prison inmates have a right to procreate during their incarceration? A ruling this week by a federal appeals court in San Francisco says male prison inmates do, even if it requires artificial insemination. It's the first time a federal appeals court has ruled on the issue. And as Eric Roy reports from member station KCRW, reaction to the case has been sharply divided.
Inmate William Gerber is serving 111 years under California's three strikes law. State law bans conjugal visits for lifers, but Gerber and his wife want children. He sued in federal district court and lost, then went to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Wednesday, a three-judge panel sided with Gerber on a split vote, ruling he has a right to procreate and use artificial insemination if the process does not harm prison security. But writing the majority opinion, Justice Myron Bright says the decision does not apply to female prisoners because they cannot inseminate a mate, and whether they have the right to be artificially inseminated was not on the table in this case. That has angered some women's groups.
I think the logic is very sexist. It's either you have a constitutional right to procreate or you don't.
Helen Grieco is the California director of the National Organization for Women. Grieco wants the ruling overturned and says if there's an appeal, now might officially weigh in on the matter as an interested party, filing court papers known as a friend of the court brief. Steve Fema is a staff lawyer with the Prison Law Office, a nonprofit group that provides free legal counsel for California prison inmates. Fema likes Wednesday's San Francisco Federal Appeals Court ruling, and he says the apparently contradictory approach to male and female inmates is actually not legally inconsistent, given the strain on the prison system if large numbers of female inmates were pregnant and needed special care.
The fact that one gender may do something that another can't doesn't defeat the claim of the gender, in this case, men, who can.
Fema says the Ninth Circuit decision is well-reasoned, tightly weaving together some major Supreme Court rulings. Among them, several cases that show there's a fundamental right to procreate, a 1977 decision establishing that prison inmates retain the right to get married, and a 1942 ruling that bars the forced sterilization of habitual offenders, the Supreme Court saying that violates the right to procreate, at least after an inmate leaves prison. Some experts in constitutional law disagree with Fema's assessment. University of Southern California law professor Charles Whitebread has looked at the same cases, and he says the Ninth Circuit has created a new constitutional right for inmates.
What is new about this case is the notion that the right to procreate survives incarceration and can be exercised while in prison. That's the novelty of this holding. But virtually every single rights of prisoners case heard by the United States Supreme Court over the last decade, the prisoner's rights claim has been rejected.
Professor Whitebread also believes that Wednesday's ruling does set up unequal treatment of men and women in prison. But he adds that's not the main problem. Proclaiming a right to procreate while behind bars is, he says. The U.S. Ninth Circuit is seen as the most liberal federal appeals court in the country and is number one in reversals by the Supreme Court. Whitebread says this ruling is also in line for a short life if the state of California appeals to the nation's highest court.
I think that the United States Supreme Court would give short shrift to this decision.
A spokeswoman for the California Attorney General's office says the top brass are still looking at whether to appeal the case. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Los Angeles.